giving you fantasy football insight you can't get anywhere else. With NFL Network and NFL.com fantasy expert Michael Fabiano, here's Brad Sesmat.
Michael Fabiano coming off the injured list for us today, which is very nice of him. We cannot start Michael Fabiano on our fantasy television fantasy team today. We have to send him. Well, I don't know. He's been under the weather. So I don't know what he sounds like, but I'm sure he's full of fantasy advice because he's been laid out unless he's totally NyQuil'd up, which would make for a very entertaining segment. I've done those before myself. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. The voice is slowly coming back, but still not 100%. Been dealing with this for about a week, man. I had bronchitis, so that's what happens when you're working 6 days a week for 4 months and you don't have too much time to rest. It catches up with you, I guess.
Yeah. You're Tony Romo, okay? I mean, you're not out, but he's
well,
out
Romo,
now.
Romo's out for the year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm more like, I don't know. I've been playing with injury.
You're Big Ben with a concussion.
With the injury.
You're Big Ben with a concussion. All right, let's get into this. What is the most interesting story to you right now in the fantasy world?
The tight end position is just shot with injuries. Gronkowski, Tyler Eifert's banged up, Jimmy Graham's out for the year. So people are really hurting at that position. You're probably streaming some guys off the waiver wire, picking up Scott Chandler, who will replace Gronkowski, but won't replace Gronkowski from a fantasy perspective. So, and I think fantasy fans are also learning what a lot of people out there, including myself, preached for a long time. Quarterbacks are the easiest position in fantasy football to replace. There are legitimately good quarterbacks on the waiver wire right now that you can play. Mm-hmm. Stream, play the matchups, which is why I always wait on that position. So, I mean, you're looking at Ryan Tannehill's got a great matchup this week. You can probably pick him up off the waiver wire. Ryan Fitzpatrick is another guy. Kirk Cousins has been great at home, playing my beloved but dead to the world Cowboys on Monday Night Football. So running back has been a position that has left a lot of owners in dire straits, and you need to have as much depth at that position as possible. And that's why you see anyone and everyone who is getting any kind of work in any of the 32 backfields being picked up off the waiver wire. Even a guy like Sean Drone, who I talked about a couple of weeks back, not that he's a great running back, but he's seeing volume, and volume can equate to fantasy production, even if it's not on a extremely high level.
Well, it's interesting because you bring up like the Redskins, for instance. So I'm one of those guys, when I play in my defense, I've gone through like five defenses this year because I didn't have a good defense to start with. But now every week I'm just looking at the matchup and getting a defense.
Right, exactly.
And that's been my strategy. And I'm looking at the Redskins defense this week. In the league that I'm in, they're open. I think I'm going to go that way. Do you subscribe to that, to fans that with defenses? Well, let's just talk about defenses that at this point of the season, you know who's bad, you know who's good, and you might get a bad defense, but they're not that bad.
Yes. Listen, I stream defenses constantly. In fact, I don't know that there's any league that I'm in where I play the defense that I drafted or the defense that I picked up off the waiver wire earlier in the season every week. I mean, I'm streaming this week the Bears, the Redskins, Tennessee has got a good matchup. I wouldn't drop. I picked up the Chiefs last week, and I know they didn't play well, but overall they've been pretty good lately, so I haven't dropped them. Not necessarily loving the matchup this week, even though it is against the Raiders. It's a much better Raiders offense than it's been in a long time. But, yeah, you can certainly find defenses on the waiver wire to pick up and play. If someone dropped the Bengals defense, that's probably the number one defense to get against Cleveland, who is starting Austin Davis and not Johnny Manziel.
David Johnson obviously is going to be the guy here for Chris Johnson, and with Andre Ellington being hurt, I mean, that's got to be the number one guy to pick up this week in most every league, right? Do you have somebody else?
Yep. No question about it. It's definitely David Johnson because of what I just mentioned. Running backs are hard to find. In fact, I'm in eight leagues. David Johnson was a free agent, maybe three, and he really hasn't done anything at all, but people are holding out on running backs who might end up getting touches. So I unfortunately picked up Andre Ellington because I thought, well, how long can Chris Johnson continue to be productive. Over the last few weeks, he hasn't been. And I was waiting for Ellington to come in and take over that role. And guess what happens? He gets hurt.
Right.
So,
right.
So it's he and he's a startable RB2 this week, because if you look at the numbers, St. Louis's defense has really not been that great against running backs in the last 4 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
So Johnson is a guy you're picking up and you're probably plugging right in.
Problem is, you have playoffs coming up and you have Vikings mm-hmm. next week if you're the Cardinals. So David Johnson.
Yep.
I mean, that's a tough one. You have the Eagles after that, but and then the Packers.
Right.
And
matchups are important, but yeah. It's volume. So even though a running back might not have, like Sean Drone, I'll keep bringing him up. If you're in a PPR league, Sean Drone has scored double digits every single week in PPR leagues. Every single week. Because he's getting 20 touches a game. And he was picked up off the street, a month ago. And I've started him in some of my leagues every single week in PPR leagues, and he's done pretty well. It's all about volume. He hasn't had good matchups necessarily. He does this week. But that's what you're looking at this point. You can't necessarily have the luxury of just playing the matchups at running back right now unless you're in a really small league, because the position's been so thinned out by injuries that you sort of have to go with, well, okay, maybe the matchup's not there, but at least I know he's going to get touches.
Right. One other question before I get to starts and sits, and it's from on the fan end. I got a lot of fan questions, but I've tied those all in the last few minutes. Trade offer. Mm-hmm. I've got Romo, not me, from a fan. Romo goes down. He's been offered Jameis Winston. He's been offered Jameis Winston and Adam Vinatieri for LeSean McCoy.
No way. No way. LeSean McCoy is way too valuable.
Yeah.
And he's been great the last 4 or 5 weeks. Heck no. Pick up a quarterback off the waiver wire. Go get Tannehill. Go get Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick's got a good matchup.
Cousins. I mean, Jameis Winston is not even close to being worth LeSean McCoy.
All right. So let's get to Michael Fabiano with us now. Starts and sits from the NFL Network and NFL.com. Starts and sits for fantasy football coming into the weekend, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Well, at quarterback, as long as Ben Roethlisberger's on the field, he should be in your fantasy lineup against the Colts. He has 32 touchdown passes in his last 12 games at the big catch-up bottle. Thursday night football, NFL Network, CBS, Matthew Stafford has been hot, and the Packers have given up the 7th most fantasy points to quarterbacks since week 9. Mm. Marcus Mariota is another guy you could pick up off the waiver wire, Brian, and start. And he's got a good matchup against Jacksonville. I'm liking Jay Cutler this week, Andy Dalton as well, Tannehill and Fitzpatrick we already discussed. Quarterbacks with bad matchups, I would sit Matt Ryan this week. Russell Wilson's been awesome the last 2 weeks, so it's hard to bench him. Just keep in mind, the Vikings have given up an average of fewer than 14 fantasy points a game to quarterbacks this year. It's a pretty tough matchup. Phillip Rivers, bad trend at home against Denver during his career. Derek Carr's got a bad matchup as well. As much as I like him as someone who is a matchup-based starter, this one here this week against Kansas City is tough. I know they did give up over 20 fantasy points to Tyrod last week, but this is still a tough matchup for Carr. Overall, because, again, Kansas City's defense has played exceedingly well over the last several weeks. Now, if you're looking at the running back position, there are basically a lot of plays out there that you're going with volume, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Darren McFadden, the matchup isn't necessarily great. You could see and will likely see a pretty good volume of touches in that game. So you play him against the Redskins on Monday night. Another player who's going to see volume, who might not necessarily be the biggest name, I mentioned him already, Sean Drone. He is someone who you can pick up off the waiver wire now. Maybe even in a PPR league, he's still available. You go out and get him, and he's someone that you can play. John Stewart's got a really good matchup this week. I would have more faith in Matt Forte against the Niners this week. I'd play both Broncos running backs. LeGarrette Blount's got a good matchup. Running backs to avoid this week, Latavius Murray. He has been a disappointment lately, and Kansas City's defense is still pretty tough against the run. Now, Eddie Lacy's been hot. You have to play him. I assume you probably don't have the backfield depth to bench him. Keep in mind that Detroit's given up the second fewest fantasy points to running backs since week 9, and Lacy has never scored a touchdown against them in his career. Frank Gore, bad matchup, and as his coach, Chuck Pagano, said, Gore is, quote, beat to crap. So he has got a really bad matchup, and he's clearly banged up. So he is someone that you might want to avoid this week. At wide receiver, start Alshon Jeffrey and Jarvis Landry, Martavis Bryant, T.Y. Hilton. Michael Crabtree is a good play this week against Kansas City. Their defense against wide receivers overall has not been great, and we saw that last week with Sammy Watkins. I'm sitting Brandon Cooks because there's a chance Josh Norman could cover him, and that scares the bejesus out of me. Mike Evans against Atlanta, they've given up the second fewest fantasy points to wide receivers in the whole league. Stevie Johnson's got a bad matchup, same with Stephon Diggs. And if you think Jordan Matthews is going to turn things around because he had a good game last week, I would disagree. He had a garbage time touchdown, which basically saved his performance. And the Patriots have held Sammy Watkins and Demaryius Thomas to next to nothing in the last 2 weeks.
Good stuff as always. Get yourself healthy. We'll talk next week. Thanks.
All right, my man. Take care.
You got it. There's Michael Fabiano with the NFL Network, NFL.com. Always good to have Michael on the show. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports, our content. You can find it at Sports360AZ.com or Arizona Central. Yeah, we have some national guests, Peter King, Michael Fabiano, people that we see that we really respect. And then locally, too, thanks to Kent Summers and Mike Jarecki, both coming on in studio today. And check out our content. Have a good day.